Books on Tape presents Rashomon Gate by I.J. Parker, read by Roy Vangtama. Prologue. Rashomon. The corpse was headless. It lay huddled in a dark corner where only the faint light of the moon filtering through the wooden shutters picked out the paleness of naked skin from the prevailing gloom. A dark shadow moved in the gray light, and an ancient voice rasped, "Look around for the head." "What for?" growled another voice. A second shadow joined the first. "It's no use to anybody but the rats," the speaker cackled suddenly, "or hungry ghosts, for playing kickball."
"Fool!"
The first shadowy creature turned, and for a moment the moonlight caught a wild mane of tangled white hair. It was a woman, crouching demon-like over the body, her claws quickly tucking some white, soft fabric inside her ragged robe.
"I want the hair."
"Are you blind? That's a man," protested her male companion. "There's not going to be enough hair on it to get a good grip." He leaned to peer at the body. "Besides, he's an old one."
"He's been well fed."
She tweaked the corpse's belly and slapped his buttocks.
"Feel his skin. Soft as silk, eh?"
"So? Much good that's gonna do him. Poor beggar's dead."
"Beggar?"
the woman shrieked with derision.
"Touch his feet. You think that one walked? Not likely. Rode in coaches and palanquins, I bet. Now go find that head. He'll have long hair all twisted up neatly on top. That's worth 10 coppers at least. The good..."